understand, and we see a lot of, especially in various commercials of medication. The idea of a side effect is, according to Merriam-Webster, it's an often harmful and unwanted effect of a drug or chemical that occurs along with the desired effect. So here is the medicine that you're taking. Here is the drug that you're taking for this particular ailment. But you also need to know, and that's where normally half of the commercial is then, but you've also got, need to be aware of these side effects of this. Dictionary.com says, it's any effect of a drug or chemical or other medicine that is in addition to its intended effect, especially an effect that is harmful or unpleasant. Each year, about 4.5 million Americans visit their doctor's office or the emergency room because of an adverse prescription or adverse prescription drug side effect. Pull this graphic. Some of the serious side effects is heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure. I guess I shouldn't get a charge, but sometimes they get a charge out of the fact that on some of these medications, they'll say, in rare cases, death. That'd be a pretty serious side effect if I'm taking something to relieve this. But, oh, by the way, a side effect of your medication to relieve this particular problem, in rare cases, I mean, is death. But then there are a lot of other side effects that aren't really quite so serious. Maybe stomach pain or other stomach issues there, heartburn or nausea or dizziness. So why talk about side effects this morning? Well, you'll remember that last Sunday we talked about the war within us, the war that we fight within us, and that we laid out that war in a variety of different ways and just looked at the various ways in which in Scripture this war plays out, the various sides, the two sides of the war, flesh or spirit, or old self or new self, darkness or light, faith or sight, conform or transform, righteousness or unrighteousness, sin or not to sin. And so we laid out this war within us. And so maybe after that sermon last Sunday, you said, you know what? This week, I'm going to win this war. This week, I'm going to make the right choice. And I'm going to make sure that I am winning the war that I have within. And what you could really look at as we looked at the seven different things last week, you could say that really what all this boils down to is the choice is really either I'm going to love the Lord, which is representative of spirit and new self and light and faith and transform and righteousness and not to sin, or I'm going to love the world, the opposite side of that. Maybe you've discovered something this week in making that kind of a decision and making that kind of a choice and saying, okay, well, I'm going to do that this week. Maybe you discovered that there's some side effects to doing that. There are some things that happen as a result that my intention, just like with the drug, there is an intention that is going to address something, it's going to relieve something, it's going to address this particular problem, it's going to relieve me of that. And so you too might have decided, well, I'm going to start making the right choices, and I'm going to start winning this war within me. But you might have found out that there are some side effects to making those kind of choices and to that decision. And so if you just kind of put this idea of choosing to love the Lord or choosing to love the world, if you just kind of imagine if I put this in like pill form. And so I'm going to take the love the Lord pill this week. And that's going to be my medication for this week. Or maybe you look back at this week and say, you know, I think I took the wrong pill this week. Maybe we've all taken the wrong medication. I took the love the world pill. But if we just reduced it down to, okay, well, I'm going to take the love the world pill, or I'm going to take the love the Lord pill. Well, guess what? By virtue of the fact that it is a pill, it will address its intended target, but it's like real medication. It comes with a side effect. One of the side effects, if I decide to say, okay, well, I'm going to take the love the world pill. That's the pill I'm going to take. That's the choice that I'm going to make. Just remember, we've taken the choice and we've put it into a pill form, and so we're going to take the love the world pill. What might be some of the side effects if I said, you know what, I'm just going to do what everybody else does. I'm going to live like everybody else. I'm going to love the world. Well, you'll notice that in many other medications, there's always a loss of appetite comes with some side effect, or is a side effect of some of our medication. But we're trying to give a spiritual connotation to it. So if that's the physical aspect, if that's the physical side effect of some of the medication that we could take, if we spiritualize this and we say, well, okay, well, I'm going to take the love the world pill, what might be a side effect? Well, a side effect is going to be a loss of appetite. But a loss of appetite for what? Let me suggest to you three things. Probably a loss of appetite for assembling with other Christians. You're just not going to want that any longer. That's just not going to hold its appeal to you any longer if you decide to live with the world. There's a reason for that. And that's because if you decide to live with the world in the assembly, it will be the most uncomfortable place for you to be because they have taken a different medication. They've taken the love the Lord pill. And so the sermon is going to be uncomfortable. The songs are going to be uncomfortable. The talk, the conversation is going to be uncomfortable. The attitude is going to be uncomfortable. Everything about the assembly is going to be uncomfortable to you, and you're just not going to have an appetite for any of that because you've taken the love the world pill. And so the side effect is that not really interested in the assembly. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, the Hebrew writer said. For your promise is faithful. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good works, not forsaking our assembling together as a habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Secondly, you're not going to have an appetite for spiritual activities any longer. Because of the crowd that you're running with and the mindset that you have and the pill that you've taken, just you're not going to have an appetite for spiritual things. You're not going to have an appetite for doing our daily Bible reading that we're doing this year. You're not going to have an appetite for Bible study. You're not going to have an appetite for prayer. You're not going to have an appetite for any spiritual activity because the side effect of taking the love of the world pill is that you have no longer an appetite for any of these things. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, the Bible says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. I have no appetite for that any longer. I have no appetite for praying without ceasing. I'm also not going to have an appetite for spiritual counseling and for spiritual advice. I really don't want that. I don't want to listen to that. I don't want to hear that. If I want advice and if I want counsel and if I want some help in regards to a matter of life, if I've taken the world, the love the world pill, I won't be seeking after spiritual counseling. I have no appetite for that whatsoever. In Proverbs chapter 8, it's interesting that this text is one of those texts wherein you find a principle personified. So it's not really a person, but it's made out to be a person. So in this text, it's wisdom. Well, we understand wisdom is a concept, is a principle. It's not really a person. But this concept is going to be made into a person for this particular text to make some points. Look at that in Proverbs chapter 8 in verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. And so all of these things are personified. Who's over there? Well, I think I see wisdom and prudence and knowledge and discretion standing over there. They're personified as people. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. And so wisdom is personified. Counsel, sound wisdom, good understanding. Go down a little bit later to what Jim read for us a while ago. Wisdom is speaking here. This is wisdom speaking to her children. Oh, sons, listen to me. For blessed are they who keep my ways, heed instruction, and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is a man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorpost. For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death. If I take the love of the world pill, I'm going to lose my appetite for assembling with Christians. I'm going to lose my appetite for spiritual activities. And I'm going to lose my appetite for spiritual counseling and spiritual guidance. I want you to notice that one of the other things that is a very common side effect in a lot of medications today, and that is may cause drowsiness. I learned many years ago, and in taking antihistamines, any antihistamine that says may cause drowsiness, at least for Adonispele, you might as well just mark off may and say definitely will cause drowsiness, because that's just the way that my body reacts. If any medication says may, it's a definite thing for me. It's going to be a side effect. Yeah, my nose isn't running anymore, but I can't keep my eyes awake. I can't stay awake any longer either. That's a side effect of that. Well, if I was to take the love the world pill, it may cause some drowsiness in regards to three things. How about my spiritual walk? It's interesting the number of times that the Bible says for us to be people who are awake. That means I'm paying attention to what's happening. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us in an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality and impurity or greed must not even be named among you as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. It's disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason, awake, sleeper. Arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. This is a long list of various things in which the Hebrew writer says we are to walk in, we are to not walk in. People who are awake are able to recognize that's dangerous, that's not dangerous. I can engage in that, but stay away from that. But where there's drowsiness, I'm just not as alert as I need to be to the dangers and to the righteousness. But secondly, I'm going to be drowsy in reference to me being prepared for when Jesus returns. Look at the passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Again, we have this concept of being awake. Now, as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. Well, they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with a child, and they'll not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief. For you're all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do. Let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are also doing. We'll be drowsy when it comes to being awake and aware and ready for the coming of our Lord. But on us also, we'll be a little bit drowsy when it comes to proper behavior. In Romans chapter 13, again, we had this idea of being awake. Do this knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believe. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lust. Here are things that we as God's people need to be living by. But if I've taken the love the world pill, I'm going to be a little bit drowsy when it comes to my spiritual walk, when it comes to my preparedness for the Lord's return, when it comes to my behavior. I'm also going to find that with a lot of medications, you have headaches. Not that I'm going to give you my entire medical history, but there's a reason I don't take Claritin as an allergy medication. It gives me headaches. So it's like, okay, don't want my nose to run or don't want a headache. I decided I'll let my nose run or I'll find something else. I don't want the headache. And so I just don't take that medication because of the side effect. Now, if you take the Love the World pill, guess what? You may suffer some headaches. What kind of headaches? Well, you may suffer some headaches due to anger and loss of temper. You may suffer some headaches due to bitterness, malice, ill will. You may suffer some headaches as a result of jealousy and envy, or maybe improper speech, especially if it's slanderous directed at you. If you look at those things that's on the slide, anger, temper, bitterness, ill will, jealousy, envy, slander, improper speech, those are things that in our lives just create a headache for us, don't they? People who live their lives in anger, people who live their lives in bitterness and malice and ill will and jealousy and envy and having slander thrown at them, people who live their lives this way, they find that their life is really, can be summed up as it's just a terrible headache, just one huge headache. Because if I take the love of the world pill, I'm going to engage in all these things. I'm going to engage in anger, and I'm going to lose my temper, and I'm going to hold bitterness against people and ill will against people. I'm going to be jealous of individuals and envious of individuals. I'm going to engage in slander and reap the consequences of that. And as a result of me living that way, my life is going to be a headache. One huge headache. But that's the side effect of taking the love the world pill. Well, you look at that and say all these side effects, say, wow, that's too many side effects. I don't know what I want to take that pill. Maybe you're like me on the antihistamine that says it may cause drowsiness or Claritin may cause a headache. You may look at that and say, well, nope, I don't think so. I think I'll find something else. I think I'll take the other pill. I'll try that. I've got to be honest.
the Lord pill. That looks like the way that I need to go.
Okay. But you need to understand, and with all candor and in full disclosure, it has side effects too. The side effects of if you decide to take the love the Lord pill is you're going to have a loss of appetite. A loss of appetite. But your loss of appetite is going to revolve around the things of the world. They're just not going to hold much enamor for you. Familiar passages, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 4. In all this, they're surprised that you do not run with them in the same excesses of dissipation, and they malign you. You're made fun of. In Romans chapter 12, sometimes this is the painful process, but it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. We have exemplified for us men who made these choices, made choices of loving the Lord and following the path that God had for them over the alternative. And there were side effects for that. In Hebrews chapter 11, we have the man Abraham. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8, it says, by faith, when he was called, obeying by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, he went out not knowing where he was going. He swallowed the pill, and God said, now that you've taken the love of the Lord pill, you need to go. You need to leave your family. You need to go to a place that I will show you. I'll let you know when you're there. That was the side effect for him loving the Lord, going where God told him to go. Think about a little bit later in that text. It says of Moses, that by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Moses had a choice. Moses could have lived in Pharaoh's house, and we would have never known the name of Moses. He would have been one of the obscure characters of history that we would have never known about, would never have been privy to, because he would have been a man that chose to live with Pharaoh, a fortuitous find by Pharaoh's daughter as he was a baby in the Nile River, grew up as an Egyptian, remained an Egyptian, and enjoyed that life forever, and we would have never known about the man named Moses. But he took the love of the Lord pill. And the side effects of that was that he had to endure ill treatment, verse 25, with the people of God, and to give up the pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ's greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, where he was looking to the reward. If you take the love of the Lord pill, if you're looking for a life without headaches, well, sorry. Sometimes this will come with its own headaches. Maybe in the form of our family. In Matthew chapter 10. Again, a familiar passage in reference to allegiance and to whose allegiance we will ascribe to. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That'd create a headache, wouldn't it? You say, well, I'm going to love the Lord, and your family not appreciate that. Well, I'm going to love the Lord. Well, if you go that way, you're disinherited. Well, I'm going to love the Lord. You're not coming to this family event? Well, I'm going to love the Lord. You're not going to be there for grandma's birthday that we've had, that we're going to have on Sunday at 10 o'clock. You're not going to be there. That can create a real headache for you, can't it? When you take that love the Lord pill and your family is not following along with you. We already mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 4, your old friends that you ran with in a certain way when you were taking the medication of the world, and you were taking the love of the world pill, and so you were engaged in all kinds of debauchery, and you were running with them and doing things that they would do. But when you changed your medication, you took the love of the Lord pill, and you're no longer running with them, and you're no longer living as they live, and running in the same revelry and excess, and engaged in the same activities, then they're going to malign you for that. Oh, you're getting religion, are you? Yeah, well, we know the real you. We know you. We know what you use. We know what you're really like. Go ahead and play in your religion for a little bit, but we know who you really are. They'll malign you. That created a real headache, wouldn't it? People that maybe you've grown up with, people that maybe you've lived next to, people that maybe you've shared a lot of experiences with, but now they are maligning you because you're living a different way. You've taken a different pill. It'll be a real headache when difficulties arise, because just because that we are taking the love of the Lord pill doesn't mean that we won't have the side effects of that. And one of the side effects that is clearly talked about is indeed all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. In fact, Jesus tried to encourage his disciples in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, and to warn them, look, this is early on in his ministry. If you follow me, you will suffer persecution. But then we've got that one side effect that people don't like to talk about, and that is, well, it's fatal. In rare cases, but it's fatal. Certainly in our nation, it's unheard of. But as you think about it, overall in the world, it's still rare, but it happens, doesn't it? Christians die simply because they're a Christian. They're not a Muslim. They're not another world religion. And so they die as a result of that. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, the brethren there were encouraged to stay faithful. Yes, I know Antipas has died. Yes, I know that he lived for the Lord, he was faithful for the Lord, and he died as a result of his faith. I know that. But you be faithful until death, even to that point, even to that side effect. It was exemplified in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 13, as already mentioned in Antipas, and then James being the first apostle in Revelation, or in Acts chapter 12 and verse 2, when he was beheaded. So, which pill you want to take? You know, as with actual medication, what do you do? What do you do in trying to make this choice? As we tie this in with the war within, what do you do in trying to choose which way you want to live your life? Those are only two choices. I'd love to give you a third choice, but there's not one. You're either going to love the world or you're going to love the Lord. And we've demonstrated to you that you need to understand that they both come with side effects, some unpleasant side effects. And so you've got to decide, as with all medication, I've got to determine, will the benefits outweigh the side effects? I can look at the love the world pill and I can say, well, I've got pleasure now. Think back to Moses, who chose not to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. I can have pleasure now, but there's going to be punishment later. Or I can take the love the Lord pill, and I can have difficulty now, but I can have reward later. And Romans 8 and verse 17 or 18 tells us that that which is awaiting us is far better than anything that we have to suffer here. Now, in an audience like this, I know everybody would say, well, I'm going to take the love the Lord pill. In fact, that's what I've taken. In fact, that's the medication that I continue to be on, love the Lord pill. Let me ask you, are you sure? You can get medications mixed up. You can think you're taking one thing and it turns out to be something else. Are you sure you're taking the love the Lord pill? Let me ask you something. What side effects are you experiencing? That's a good way to determine if I'm taking the right pill. Do you find the assembly uncomfortable for you? Do you find that, as in our lesson this morning, that you engage in grumbling and disputing like people of the world? Do you find yourself struggling with jealousy and envy? Do you find yourself struggling with ill will and malice? You may have taken the wrong pill. Because your side effects will kind of betray the pill that you've taken. Now, we've put this in a framework of medication. No, there's not a pill that we're going to dispense to you at the back of the auditorium that you're actually going to take. But we've tried to put it in this kind of framework, and this kind of thought, for us to recognize that when we look at our lives, maybe some of the best ways to determine the choices that I've been making, to go all the way back to last week's lesson, the choices that I'm making can be determined most often by the side effects that I'm suffering or the side effects that I'm enduring. That will reveal, or should be, a eye-opening experience as to what choice have I really made? Am I winning the war and being spiritual, or am I losing the war and being fleshly and carnal? I wish it was easy that we could just say, take this pill and everything will be fine. But even then, if that was the case, there would still be side effects. Whichever way that you go, there will be side effects. But Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 tells us that if we choose to love the Lord, there will be some difficulty. We will invite some difficulties and some trials. And there will be some relationships that we may lose. There will be some relationships that may be strained. There will be some things that we may just have to flat dab give up. But I can guarantee you that side effect will be worth the benefit of living that way. The benefit of heaven. I can guarantee you that. And so I would ask you then this morning, what is going to be your decision? It'll come with side effects, but there's one side effect of one pill that will never be relieved, and that is death. Not just physical death, but spiritual death, which is called the second death. But there's another pill that you can take, which will be uncomfortable for a while and have some side effects. But it will be followed by eternal bliss. What's your decision? I hope it's as your invitation suggests, I have decided to follow Jesus. There's something that we can do to make your life right. Come forward while together we stand and while we sing.